Well, they're off and running with the performance of Superior Donuts out at Jeff Daniels' Purple Rose Theater in Chelsea. We gave away a lot of tickets to you listeners to enjoy, and I hope you've been enjoying the shows, which run through December the 15th. That'll be closing night. The production is featuring the man on the other end of our line, Randy Mantooth, who has become synonymous with not only great acting, but another part of life that is even more important to communities throughout our nation, from his role on the TV show Emergency. Randy joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Frank. How are you?
Good. Nice of you to join us. How much is Jeff around these days, or is he off doing the newsroom? What's
Well, he was in the beginning, but every now and then, like a ghostly specter, he kind of shows up when you least expect it.
And then how is he really hands-on when he comes back?
Well, no, he's rather purposefully hands-off, but he's always around, so you always kind of have the feeling he's got his finger on the pulse. But he lets Guy Sandville, our artistic director, he lets him run this place. And but you can always look at in Jeff's eye and you go, you know, you're not so far away from the action.
Now, and you know the wheels are turning.
Oh, they are turning, yes.
So how's the run been so far?
Oh, it's just been more than I really ever expected. I'm having such a good time. it's been a while since I was on stage. And of course, that's always very nervous time. It's one thing to do guest starring roles on television and doing some role on a film, but what you have to go through to be on stage is just so much tougher. It's amazing. The hardest job you have to do in this business is probably the least paid, and the least amount of work that you have to do in this business is probably the most paid.
But I've never met an actor who doesn't get more enjoyment, more satisfaction out of live stage work.
Yeah, it's so odd. It's more work, more personal exposure, more room for error. The risks are so much higher, and yet, for whatever reason, maybe it's just a masochistic thing, we get the most pleasure out of being up there on stage. And you don't have to wait for the reviews. You can tell by the way the audience is shifting in their seat or coughing or breathing. You instantly know whether you're on or you're off.
Exactly. And so it makes you kind of change as you go.
It does. It does.
Now, you also have been involved, and I've never heard of this before, with any actor who has been embraced by the community of workers, which he represented in a role like you did in Emergency, where you were an L.A. County Fire Department paramedic, and the entire industry now, it's almost as if you're a firefighter nationwide. You speak to firefighter groups. I've never heard anything like this, Randy.
Yeah, I never thought it was really unusual until people brought that to my attention, and I guess I looked back and I thought, I guess this is rather unusual, and it all stems from when I first started on the show, I had never been exposed to the caliber of a human being that was such a selfless. It is so genuine. These are selfless human beings whose sole purpose it really is to save property and save lives, and yet they do it unblinkingly. The courage that is displayed on a daily basis, day in and day out, is just astounding to me. But more than that, you look into their eye, I call it the selfless gene, and that's a gene that a lot of people would like to think that they have, but you're either born with it or you're not. And firefighters are born with it. Firefighters and paramedics are born with that gene. They can't help themselves. They really can't do anything else. They're born to serve their fellow man, and they do it with such honesty and such truthfulness of purpose that it just astounds me. And when portraying this kind of human being for 7 years and working with firefighters for 7 years. And then one of the greatest things that ever happened to me in my life was at the end of the show, you know, having done it for 7 years, L.A. County says, "Hey, you know, when you hang this up, you want to come over and be a firefighter?" And I can't tell you how much taller I stood and how honored I was for them for that invitation. And I have to say, I honestly sat there and thought long and hard, would I like to do this? And then I thought, you know, well, the money I make as an actor, the money I make as a firefighter. And then I thought, well, you know, I probably could do more good for firefighters remaining in that position. And that's what I've strived to do.
Well, I hope you'll never stop doing that. It's great stuff, and it's become part of who you are. And have a great run the rest of the way at the Purple Rose Theater with Superior Donuts, Randy Mantooth, through December the 15th.
And there's a special call out for all the firefighters to come down and take a look at the show.
Beautiful. I'm sure they'll be there with you.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks. Good to talk with you, Randy.